Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey is denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Man, there is all kinds of things hot off the presses here to talk about when we talk about the game of soccer on the heels of the Blitz, A.J. Hoffman and Fred Fowler. Number to call throughout the night, 713-780-3776. We're back in the saddle after a break last week, and I'm extremely excited for the next 2 hours. I hope you are, too. 713-780-3776 throughout the night. Your thoughts are always wanted, so remember the platform is yours on this show. Bring a tease, bring a comment, agree, disagree, get something off your chest, or lay it out when it comes to laudatory praise. Big news. Mark Berman, Fox 26, has let it be known that there has been a discussion with Wade Barrett. He will not be the next coach of the Houston Dynamo. And that leads me to believe it's going to be Wilmer Cabrera from the Rio Grande Valley, who has had extensive coaching at youth national team levels here in the United States. Colombian, has played in the World Cup, had a good season with RSL result-wise. With Rio Grande Valley result-wise. And Wilmer Cabrera, I think, is going to be named the next coach. We don't know that for sure, but it sure certainly makes sense. Everything that I've seen, all indications, everything I've heard, lean towards either Wade Barrett or Wilmer Cabrera. And in the last couple of weeks, when Wade Barrett had not been offered the job, because I would figured at that point he would have been, I began to kind of go with the needle thinking, okay, it's going to be Wilmer Cabrera. So, look, this is going to be a decision made from the top at the Houston Dynamo. And when I mean the top, I think that's a Gabriel Brenner decision. Because he is the main man with the Houston Dynamo. I don't think there's any question. So get your thoughts. Wade Barrett, Wilmer Cabrera. I think we would be very much surprised if there was a third party brought in to be the coach of the Houston Dynamo at this point. There is a lot to be done in the offseason for this team. Players in and out of contract, expecting a lot of turnover. I would expect you want 5 to 6 different starters on this team. So Wade Barrett or... And by the way, Wade Barrett, listen, there is no better guy when it comes to a man of integrity. And if this report, obviously, it sounds like it's true, I'm going to go with it because Berman's a reliable reporter. Dots his I's, crosses his T's. It's got to be very tough for Wade Barrett. And if it is Wilmer Cabrera, there's possibilities there. And we'll get your thoughts. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. So we got a number of great guests tonight. The great Carlos Alberto, the Brazilian national team, Santos, the New York Cosmos, passed away. Unexpectedly, heart attack. Very, very sad. A man that's very close to him, Shep Messing, who's also the analyst for the New York Red Bulls. We'll talk about Carlos Alberto tonight. We'll talk about the Red Bull possibilities in the playoffs. He's going to join us. Okay, Leah Ojai scored, I believe it was 48 seconds in because I called this game, and I can't remember. It was less than a minute in to her debut with the U.S. Women's National Team. She will be on the show tonight. She'll talk about the differences in playing in the NWSL with the Dash. She'll talk about what it takes at the international level, playing for the United States women who had a lot of fresh faces in their two games against Switzerland. So, okay, Leah Ojai on the show. Second hour, we're going to do a roundtable. Eddie Robinson will join me, partner on Root Sports and for Dynamo Broadcasts. Obviously, a hot topic will be Wade Barrett and Wilmer Cabrera. Again, nobody's been named the coach yet, but there is a very strong statement being made by Mark Berman at Fox that Wade Barrett, the interim coach, is not going to be retained by the Houston Dynamo, which means all signs are pointing to Wilmer Cabrera being named the head coach. I would imagine it's got to happen pretty quickly. Could be the next couple days, could be 2 days from now, but I would think in a week the Dynamo want to get this in place and want to get going and figure out what their future is going to be. And remember, he was the coach at Chivas USA with Kubo Torres, which remains a big piece around this team as well. A striker has come to the forefront in Mauro Manotas. One wonders what the future of Will Bruin is. So there's a lot of really interesting dynamics going on here. 713-780-3776. What are your thoughts? Manchester United today, a 1-0 winner over Manchester City. And guess who scores a goal? Juan Mata. The guy that Jose Mourinho literally drop-kicked out the door at Chelsea has now been the guy who saved him on a number of occasions. So that's a big win for Manchester United, especially after the 4-0 demolition and beatdown that Chelsea had put on them over the weekend. We're streaming to ESPN975.com, Facebook Soccer Matters, Twitter Glenn Davis Sock, Instagram Glenn Davis Sock. Somebody tell me how to boost up your Instagram stuff. I have a lot of fun over there. I don't know if anybody really cares. Do we appreciate, we do appreciate the follows and the insight that you bring to all these social media platforms. And I love getting comments back from you. And most of the time I'm going to engage with you, unless you're trolling. And a lot of times I take the bait sometimes. 7-Up, Bud Light, Danish Inspirations, Contemporary Furniture, the Daspit Law Firm, Liberty Kitchen, good friend Lance Fegan. This guy lives a great life. He's surfing. He's, coming up with different food concoctions in Mexico. I want his life. Soccer Matters Pubs, the Gorgeous Gale, King's Court near the stadium, Bar Munich, Richmond Arms, King's Head Pub, the Houston Dynamo. And by the way, the NCAA Men's College Cup, December 9th and 12th here in Houston. I urge you to get out to it. Anybody who's a youth coach, anybody who's involved with the high school game, you want to push your kids down to this. You want them to see the best level. You want them to see what that level is. And by the way, that's called player development. And if you're not pushing them down there, I would question you, honestly. I'm going to soapbox a bit here because when you have that opportunity to put players in front of the top NCAA teams, why wouldn't you do it? You'd only do it because you'd only do it if you're pretty much only self-interested in your own club. So I hope people are breaking out there. Premier League is bringing us incredible storylines. Again, Chelsea smashing United. You got Bob Bradley getting a draw against Watford at home for Swansea. Pep now stumbling. Pep Guardiola stumbling right now with Manchester City. It's his longest dry drought in a long, long time. Again, 713-780-3776. Unam Pumas. We'll take on Cruz Azul here in November. I got a bunch of tickets to give away. We're going to talk to the promoter, Juan Padilla, about the content of the Mexican League coming through Houston. How does that affect Major League Soccer? We'll talk to him as well tonight. Carly Lloyd, if you didn't see it, I had the pleasure of calling the two U.S. games against Switzerland. It was so refreshing to see new faces in the U.S. camp. A time of experimentation for the manager, Jill Ellis, a time where distractions have been eliminated. They used a three-back system. Allie Long was playing as a center back. I don't know if Allie Long and the back three were really tested at all by Switzerland. Not much over two games. So that's still up for thought. But Carly Lloyd in Minnesota, in front of 20,000 people, just hit an absolute bomb from long range. I don't know if you saw it. Then you saw Kalia Ojai come off the bench to score 48 seconds into her debut. But you saw some young players. Lynn Williams, who you saw here with the NWSL, really staking a claim for more playing time and being invited back into more camps. Let's keep it in context, though. It was Switzerland over two games, missing a lot of players. 713-780-3776 is the number. Who do we got to start it off with here tonight? I believe it's, is that Enrique?
Enrique, yeah, he wants to talk Dynamo.
All right, let's go to Enrique. Enrique, start it off here tonight in big fashion. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, Mr. Davis, can you hear me?
I can, Enrique. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. My name is Luis Enrique Lopez. I follow you.
Very good. Mucho gusto.
On your page. Mucho gusto. I really, I like to engage with your page. I really like it. And I'm very surprised about, the news about where, Dave not being retained as a coach. But I'll tell you what, I give him a lot of credit for, you know, developing Mauro Manotas, you know, into, you know, giving him confidence and everything. And I really hope that, you know, this is the break that Cubo Torres would take advantage of, because, as you know, both of them, you know, they know each other, you know, and when Cubo had his best year, you know, his only best year in the MLS, actually, this guy, Pareja, he was his coach. And I was just wondering if you think Cubo Torres is going to come back with the team, and do you see him in the Dynamo plans next year, Mr. Davis? Thanks a lot.
It's a very, very good question, Enrique, and thank you very much for calling the show. And I do appreciate all of you fans that do go over to Facebook Soccer Matters, who on Twitter engage. I think it's important that we're engaging and talking about the game all the time. And it's just fun. I mean, I think we know it's fun. So he brings up a great point. What is the future of Cubo Torres? And I don't think there's any question after his loan agreement's up with Cruz Azul. I think he's coming back to the Dynamo. He's going to come back if, in fact, it is Wilmer Cabrera who gets a job. That's my gut. I'm going with that. I put the house on that. Mauro Manotas right now is the primary striker for the Houston Dynamo. That's based on performance. What is going to happen with Will Brun? Or the Dynamo considering putting him on the trade block? Who knows? Does Will Brun need a fresh start? I don't know. Possibly. Maybe that's the best thing for him. I don't know. It all depends on what Cubo Torres is going to do and where Cubo fits in the plans. Now, if it's Wilmer Cabrera, remember, he was on my show, and I asked him the question about how to get the best out of Cubo Torres, because he was a coach for part of the time he scored 22 goals at Chivas USA. So Cubo Torres could come back and go, if it is Wilmer Cabrera who gets hired, again, which I'm betting the house on that, Kubo's probably going, okay, this could be good for me. I had some of my best times under Wilmer Cabrera. There's a lot of dynamics going on here. This is going to be fresh. This has got to be very tough for Wade Barrett, not getting the opportunity to be named coach after handling the team for as long as he did. I think, without a doubt, it has to be very tough. Because he wanted the job. And why wouldn't he want the job? And I think he did well based on where he is. I mean, criteria, not really sure what it was. If it's winning, that one, not so sure. I do think the players played for Wade. And here's the other thing. I think Wade, clearly, out of any manager that's ever been here, has been the most open manager here in good or bad times. And boy, I got a lot of respect for that guy. But I think Cubo Torres coming back now, I think the Dynamo are going to, my gut is they're going to try and revive him with Wilmer Cabrera. And that also might have been a piece of the reason why Wilmer Cabrera got the job, just another part of it. Remember, Matt Jordan brought Wilmer Cabrera in as well. So, you know, there's connection there. 713-780-3776. I think Cubo Torres is going to get an opportunity. I think Mauro Manotas right now is in the pole position to be the striker of the Houston Dynamo, but it's got to be a lot of change. You got to find out what's happening with DeMarcus Beasley. He's 35 years old. You can change his team with trades. There's all kinds of things that could go down. 713-780-3776. We'll talk Dynamo. The news on Wade Barrett. What are your thoughts on that? Did you want Wade to be the coach? Did you want Wilmer Cabrera to be the coach? Did you want an outside party? What are your thoughts at 713-780-3776. We got a lot of talk about the Brazilian legend Carlos Alberto tonight with Shep Messing. It's an interview that I pre-taped prior to the show. Shep does get emotional because 72 years old in this day and age, in many cases, is considered young or pretty young. People are living longer. When your teammates begin to move on, it's tough. And you'll hear it in Shep's voice tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. MLS playoffs are underway tonight. We'll keep you abreast of some of that as well. you know, we've got these knockout matches. Toronto FC, Philadelphia, LA Galaxy, Real, Salt Lake, DC United, Montreal, Seattle, and Sporting Kansas City. We're going to break down a lot of the playoffs as well with Eddie tonight and Jesus Acevedo, who writes about Major League Soccer in the Houston Dynamo. We'll get their thoughts on the coaching situation with the Dynamo as well. Brad Davis retiring. Real excited to hear that Lauren Holiday came through some brain surgery, the former U.S. Women's great. And another person we got to mention tonight here that we lost, Bob Allen, locally. I mean, for any of us who's in the media, in fact, Bob Allen was in the media when I came here to play professional soccer in 1984. I remember doing charity events with Bob, and he was a very vibrant guy, very upbeat guy. I remember playing in like a softball tournament out on, gosh, where was this? Out on somewhere out, I don't know, the softball park or something it was called. But I remember him being really into it at shortstop, and you know, a couple soccer players came there. Nobody knew who we were, and he involved us. But big loss. Sounded like a wonderful man. Did a whole lot for the Sunshine Kids group, and all around great guy. And Houston's going to be a little worse off without Bob Allen around. So our hats off to a wonderful life, and I hope Bob rests in peace and affected a lot of people here in Houston. Chelsea fans, let's hear from you. 4-0 win over Jose. That's a smackdown. MLS playoffs. By the way, Giles Barnes, guess what? He scored two goals for Vancouver to help sink Portland and not allow them to get into the playoffs. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. And we'll talk about it. Attendances around the world. No surprise, the Bundesliga is the highest attended league in the world with 41,968 fans. Followed by the Premier League, La Liga, Liga MX, the Chinese Super League, and then MLS. So MLS is the sixth highest attended soccer league in the world. We'll talk about that tonight. To the phone lines and Tom. Tom, what's on your mind, Tom?
I had no idea about the MLS, but I had a question about it. About European soccer, I've been watching a lot more Bundesliga. It shows a lot more. It's on Fox One and Fox.
Yeah, they've made a bigger two. Commitment to it on Fox One, and it is the highest attended league in the world.
I had no idea. I thought the Premier League would have been.
Be the normal assumption for everybody. In fact, the Bundesliga is really amazing when it comes to the way they deal with fans and the attendances they get, stadium sizes. They get 41,000, almost 42,000 fans to 35,500 for the Premier League. So it is Germany is an incredibly passionate soccer nation, for those that are under rocks.
Yeah, it's a fun game to watch. It's sort of, I think, to me, kind of a cross between Premier and a little bit of La Liga, where La Liga is kind of a lot of finesse. Premier League is not as rough as when I first started watching 5 years ago or so, but and then it's sort of in the middle. There's a lot of finesse, and then, you know, you've got some tough characters. My question was, mm-hmm. from the different leagues, as far as top to bottom, in your opinion, what's the strongest league top to bottom? I know, like, La Liga's top teams are powerhouses. I know the Premier League doesn't really have or hasn't recently had a team that can compete.
Tom, it all depends on your criteria. If you're going to go on who's winning the Champions League, then it's Spain's La Liga. But I think it's all preference. I think there's lots of ways to consider which league is the strongest. I think it's really about what league you really enjoy watching. And they all have differing characteristics that make them appealing to me. So I'm not one or the other.
It doesn't seem that as though in La Liga or Bundesliga that your bottom teams can really come up and beat Bayern Munich, you know, or
no, it's no different Dortmund. It's no different in the Premier League either. I don't, you know, the bottom end teams might on occasion nip off a few more results in La Liga and or the Bundesliga. But look, there's already been some lower-end La Liga teams that have taken points off Real Madrid and also Barcelona this year. So, you know, I don't know. I mean,
they lost to Barca. Lost to who'd they lose to? Was it that not? I mean, they're a mid-tier team, but was it Seville?
Yeah, they lost 2-1 in a late game. Tom, listen, I've got to hit a hard break here. Thank you very much for your phone call,
you got it.
And we'll continue talking leagues. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Quick word here, Kings Court, 903 Hutchins, right by the south side of the stadium, by the corner. Killer British pub food, Indian food, rooftop, cool view of downtown. Grab a meal. They got great DJs down there, including Mr. 26. It's a cool, cool vibe. I'm trying to open your eyes to 903 Hutchins. It's Kings Court. Place is hip. I'm going down there after all the matches and grabbing a beer after the game. Say hello to Jay down there. Also, a quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm. Daspit Law Firm, they're personal injury attorneys. John Daspit heads it up. They'll bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-4878. Doesn't matter what your accident is, they're going to treat your case as if it's their own. Plant, refinery, you might drive an 18-wheeler, who knows? DaspitLaw.com. Daspit Law Firm will work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm. We'll take a 7-Up and a Bud Light break right now. And sixth caller, you get a pair of tickets to Cruz Azul and Unam Pumas November 13th. Sixth caller, Cruz Azul, Unam Pumas.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we roll on here with the best in soccer talk. Hey, quick word here for Liberty Kitchen. I want you to know, I think you may already know this, I'm passionate about great food and all my friends at Liberty Kitchen. Now, they know how to serve up lunch, supper, and brunch better than most. You can think of it as modern American comfort food. Now, when you go over there, you get a great burger, you get the mac and cheese, mom's spaghetti chowder, you name it. It's all farm stand crisp food that Liberty Kitchen puts their stamp on. They've got the staples. Look, if you like gumbo, you got to get it with the blue crab in there, no doubt about it. You get the deviled eggs topped with fried oysters, Dixie fried chicken, you name it. They have it. Chops, steaks, ribs, and fish will round out that menu. Weekday specials, they've got great cocktails, cold beer. Now you understand why Liberty Kitchen is a regular stop. Liberty Kitchen, stop by Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, and they're open now at the Treehouse in Memorial City, which, by the way, architecturally is supposed to be really cool. They've got great wine lists, and my next guest, not only is he a former goalkeeper for the New York Cosmos, you can see him on Madison Square Garden Network on Red Bulls. You've seen him calling World Cups, you name it. He's done it. He's Shep Messing, but he likes a good wine list too, right, Shep?
Glenn, you know what? This is a time, and there's some news that hit me recently that I needed to crack open a bottle of wine. But yeah, I like an Argentine Malbec.
Yeah, you're a big Malbec guy. I remember that. But look, let's get to something serious here, and that is the passing of Carlos Alberto. We all know Brazil, Santos, New York Cosmos, how much he influenced young people like myself, young back then, that is. And of course, you were his teammate. So let me just open the floor to you. Tell us about the man, Carlos Alberto.
Well, I tell you, it's a day later, Glenn, and I'm still absorbing it. It hit me hard. Got the news, you know, my phone was lit up and texts, and had been with Carlos just months ago, making an appearance. So I'm gonna smile when I talk about him, because Glenn, you, in your experience, you appreciate the sport, the man, the legend, and you appreciate the connection between a goalkeeper and a central defender, a libero. Mm-hmm. And Carlos, from the night he landed in New York, which was the night of, in 77, the big blackout in New York City, and I'll tell you a little story about that. From the moment he landed in New York, he fell in love with the city, with the New York Cosmos, and the city fell in love with him, and for good reason. I mean, he was the consummate capitan. He was elegant and smooth with the ball. He had leadership. He he had it all, but he had Glenn. He had a humility and a smile and a little air of mischief about him. He was just the type of guy, when he walked in a room, everybody stared. And I'm trying to smile through this now, so I'll give you the first night he landed. He lands in New York the night of the big blackout in New York City. Giorgio Canalia and I are playing in a celebrity mixed doubles tennis match at Madison Square Garden. Canalia with Billie Jean King against me and Virginia Wade. And we know Carlos is due to arrive. The tennis charity event got postponed in the third set. The lights went out. We hit the ground. We're on our cell phone, and we're worried about where Carlos is because he had landed to Kennedy, was coming to New York. We finally tracked him down, just Canalia and myself. We tracked down Carlos Alberto in the blacked-out New York, and we sat and we drank with him all night until the lights went on about 3 in the morning, and we took Carlos to Studio 54. That was Carlos's first night in New York.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, I'm laughing as I say it, because at about 5 in the morning, Carlos said, "Guys, I love New York. I love the cosmos." Glenn, he was the best. You know, he was a friend, but as a player, let me just speak a moment about him as a player. You know, you think about your mortality, but you also think of immortality. And for me, that was Carlos. Again, you're a player, Glenn. You appreciate it. The first game we play, and we're playing down in Fort Lauderdale. We're playing against the Strikers, Ray Hudson, Nene Kubiak, Gerd Muller. They had a really good team.
Yeah, great team.
And great team. Corner kick comes in. A lot of people in the six-yard box. I go up and collect the ball, wave everybody upfield, and I boot the ball, you know, 65 yards upfield.
Oh, this
Carlos
is good.
In the next break in action, Carlos comes back to me, goes, he called me Chepe, couldn't say Shep. Chepe, don't ever do that again. Deme la bolota, give me the ball. So I said, Carlos, there are 10 guys in the six-yard box. He smiles. He says, "Chepe, no problem." So 2 minutes later, they get a corner kick. I collect it. Carlos is in traffic. 6 Fort Lauderdale players around him. We have 5 guys in the six-yard box. And he smiles and he points to the ground, points to his feet. I said, "Okay, Capitan."
That's fantastic.
I put the ball down, and he dances out of the six-yard box. He weaves through 6 players, plays the ball upfield. He was the king. He was the most elegant player I've ever seen.
He was magical. Yeah, elegant is the word that I would use. So it's Shep Messing here giving his thoughts on the great Carlos Alberto. Passes away way too young. Heart attack. I think he was only 72 years old. That's what I remember about him, Shep, is that he didn't have to get into physical confrontations because I think he was so good positionally. He read the game so beautifully. But he could also get out of situations with his skill. Am I correct when I say that?
Glenn, you hit it on the head. And think about it, because you knew both those guys, and I got to play with them both. Mm-hmm. Franz Beckenbauer, Carlos Alberto, those were 2 players in a very similar mold who never left their feet. They could be physical when they had to. And again, think about it. You're on a team with perhaps the 2 best players in the world playing the same position. So we're at practice. I'm laughing through the tears because this one hits me, Carlos.
Yeah.
I had the honor of playing as a teammate with Eusebio, Beckenbauer, Pelé, and Carlos Alberto. And now Eusebio's gone, and now Carlos. But think of this. Carlos is there the first week at Giant Stadium, and we're at practice. He says to Beckenbauer, to Franz, and Franz loved him. Franz, absolutely, those 2 guys were blood brothers. So Carlos says to Franz, "Hey, Franz, we both play the same position, center back, libero, sweeper." He said, "But I don't want to run. Franz, how about you go play in the midfield?" two of the best players in the world at that position. But you're right about the way they played the game, the grace, the elegance, the smart to get out of trouble.
Shep, what about the defining goal in the 70 World Cup, that whole buildup with Pelé laying it off to him? It's such an indelible goal in the minds of so many people in the history of soccer, with Carlos coming forward and smashing that thing in the far corner.
He had that. You know, we're talking about his being the defensive maestro, maybe the best ever, but he had power, he had strength, that overlapping run. I mean, he looked like shot out of a bullet, right?
Yep.
Pelé's looking the other way. It's a no-look pass. He knows Carlos is steaming down that right side, and he absolutely lashes that ball. So we used to joke about that goal, too, because remember, it was Pelé who brought Carlos Alberto to the New York Cosmos. Pelé came first, then Canalia, then Franz Beckenbauer. Now it's the middle of the summer in 1977, Pelé's last year, and we're no guarantee we're going to win. And Pelé goes to management, and he goes, I need one more piece. I need my capitan. I need Carlos Alberto. So Warner Communications, sure, they go down and they sign what they hope would be the final piece. And absolutely, he was the one. He only played four games in that 77 regular season, but Pelé knew that by bringing Carlos Alberto, he was the finishing piece for us to win that championship.
Unbelievable. What a player he was, and so many people would talk about him at Cosmos games. I mean, even all my friends growing up, when we'd go to the games to this day, still talk about Alberto in the shootout when he flicked the ball up in the air and then lobbed it over a goalkeeper, just how elegant that word that you used. I'm going to switch you now to, and by the way, rest in peace, Carlos Alberto. This show's dedicated to him as well. Let's move
Absolutely,
on to the...
Glenn, thanks.
Yeah, and Shep, I know this has to hit really home with you because obviously a guy that you knew so close, and you're right, Eusebio. I mean, it's remarkable the legends that you've been around and have played the game with. It really is quite amazing.
Well, thank you, Glenn. And I've had numerous calls to go on and say a few words about him, and only when I heard from you, you're the one I could share my honest feelings with.
Well, I appreciate that, Shep, because you know how much I respect you, and I'm going to give you the legendary status too, because you've done a lot for the sport in this country, and you made it interesting and exciting with your play and with the things that you did in a day when it wasn't as exciting and it needed people to work at it like yourself. So both not only on the field but off the field, you've done it in a bigger way than most. So a lot of us say thank you for that.
I also had the easiest job in America, having Franz Beckenbauer, Carlos, Pelé, Werner Ross in front of me, so I had it easy.
Boy, Werner was another great. I loved Werner Ross too, and he's such a great guy. He was an excellent player, and you know, when we saw him as an American out there, obviously he was a German American, but when we saw him out there too, you know, and a Ricky Davis and a Shep Messing, it lifted everybody. A bunch of kids all of a sudden had hope and possibility, you know? So
and Smitty, Bobby
Smitty, Bob Smith. Smitty. I mean, I think we could go on, right? Jeff Durgan, another one on that Cosmos team. So all you guys, great door openers, I think, for generations of soccer players. All right, so Shep Messing joining us here. Obviously, he knows the New York Red Bulls in and out. Is it time for the Caracola curse to end at Red Bull Arena? What's happening? Are the Red Bulls going to get it done this year?
You know what, Glenn? I'm starting to get upset because just yesterday, this week, I'm reading all the predictions, you know, MLS, everybody weighing in, and everybody's picking Red Bull. And that's getting me nervous.
Yeah.
I think they're right. Look, I've always been cautiously optimistic about this Red Bulls team. But I got to tell you, and Glenn, we both know as players, look, I won 5 championship games for different teams. And when I was a player, I thought players won championships. Now that I'm older and wiser and in television, I think it's organizations that win championships year after year. Mm. So this Metro conversion to Red Bulls, it's been a 20-year nightmare of blowing it up and starting all over. Blow it up, start all over. But since Jesse Marsh came in last year, it's a trio. Ali Curtis, Jesse Marsh, Mark the Grand Prix, the general manager. These guys have really, really built something. And I saw it early in the year, and I talked to Jesse about it. They started out 1-6, right? But there was really no reason for them to be 1-6. Basically, the same team that won the Supporters' Shield last year filled in a couple of holes, added a little bit of depth. I got to tell you, not because I announce for MSG, because I'm usually pretty hard on them on the air.
You are. You are very, very, very down the middle, and I think people appreciate that.
Yeah, in New York they do. I know in New York they do. They tell it like I had a woman come up to me in the street in New York, and she said, "Shep, I love it because you say what we're thinking." She was a Red Bull fan.
Mm-hmm.
But back to your question, I think this team, starting 11, depth, total roster, coaching staff, I think they're the best in the league. I don't see anybody better. Does that mean they're going to win MLS Cup? You know, of course it doesn't. But I just think you start with their style of play. They've got five in the midfield, Felipe, Dax McCarty, Sasha Kljestan, Alex Mühl, Mike Grella, throw in Verón, throw in Royer if he's healthy. Those five, the way they press and play a high line and force turnovers, and guess what? Number 99, Bradley Wright Phillips, how about him?
Unbelievable.
No player in Major League, nobody has scored more goals than him the last 3 years.
Correct.
The only player in the history of Major League Soccer to have had two 20-goal seasons. So those five.
And by the way, Shep, don't forget to put this piece in. He started off in that 1-6 time period, not scoring goals. Right?
Absolutely.
So it's remarkable what he's done.
Yep. And no penalty kicks. Taking nothing away from David Villa. But Bradley Wright Phillips doesn't take the penalties.
Yeah.
Now you look at the back line. Right, you got five in the midfield creating turnovers, coughing it up, getting the ball to Bradley Wright.
Yep.
Injuries, players in and out. They get Aurelien Collin, which could be the biggest move of the year, and he's solidified them defensively. And Robles in goal, look, not the flashiest, not the sexiest. I'll tell you what, I'm taking Luis Robles for one game that I need. I'll take Robles any day. So this is, for me, a very well-balanced team, and I think they have the mental edge right now, Glenn, frustrated by last year, really hungry. I think the 1-6 start helped them in terms of motivation. This team is fired up.
Yeah, and it has been a remarkable season. I don't know about you, Shep, but I'm pulling for teams like the Red Bulls, for teams like FC Dallas. I mean, here's another story, a team that's working on a treble after trading one of their biggest pieces in Fabian Castillo, losing Diaz to injury. This is another great story with Pareja. But the Red Bulls and of course, FC Dallas are the two teams I'd really like to see be successful, because I think they break barriers by doing this. You know, lower wages, teams making more with less. I just think it's wonderful for the overall health of the league.
Glenn, I take nothing away from that, and I think Pareja and the Dallas story is wonderful, but the emotion in me and the relationships I have, I'm rooting for L.A. playing Red Bull at Red Bull Arena in the final. Bruce is one of my guys, obviously.
Yep.
He always figures out a way to do it. I think the Mauro Diaz injury is really going to hurt them, but I wouldn't be unhappy with either one as long as it's a final that Red Bulls are in.
It's all great stuff. Shep, as always, thank you very much. We really appreciate you opening up on Carlos Alberto, because I do know it's a tough time for you right now. He left us far too young, but boy, the testimony coming in from people like you who knew him really well, it's just pretty remarkable. He touched a lot of people.
Well, Glenn, thank you for having me on, because it felt better to talk about it.
Well, that's good. And let's talk soon. I hope I see you on the East Coast here in the near future.
Okay, my friend.
All right, so that's Shep Messing, very heartfelt there on Carlos Alberto, and then weighing in on the New York Red Bull. So we'll take your calls at 713-780-3776. A quick word here for Liberty Kitchen. You know I'm passionate about great food, and my great friends at the Liberty Kitchen, including Carl Eves and Lance Fegan and all the great chefs over there. Now, think of Liberty Kitchen as modern American comfort food. Their classics taken up several notches. Burgers, mac and cheese, chicken fried, mom's spaghetti chowder, farm stand crisp food that Liberty Kitchen stamps its claim on and owns. It's big flavor saved at a neighborhood social. They're really fun places to go. I love the new Garden Oaks location as well. Liberty Kitchen staples, deviled eggs topped with fried oysters or Dixie fried chicken, Creole gumbo, oysters on the half shell, cowboy surfers, the infamous burger bowl, if you haven't had that, wonderful. Grilled chops, steaks, ribs, and fish round out the menu. Weekday specials. You can get over there and get signature cocktails. Lots of cold beer on tap. Now you understand why Liberty Kitchen is a regular stop for me. Liberty Kitchen lunch, supper, and brunch. Stop by Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, and soon to open at the Treehouse Memorial City. Now you all know Cruz Azul and Unam Pumas. They are coming to Houston November 13th at 4 o'clock. Guess what? Pair of tickets right now to the sixth caller. You want to see Unam Pumas, Cruz Azul, some of the best from the Mexican League? They're coming here to Houston. Sixth caller at 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets.
Also get in the car. You can ride it wherever you want. Get inside.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We continue to roll on here. Our thanks to 7-Up and Budweiser for all their great support of this show. All right, Juan Padilla joining me now. Promoter has brought a ton of great games here to Houston. He's got an upcoming game with Unam Pumas taking on Cruz Azul November 13th at 4 o'clock at BBVA Compass Stadium. So Chaco Jimenez and a number of the Mexican League stars will be here. He joins us now. Juan, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thank you, Glenn. Well, as you're saying, we're very happy to have another soccer game here in the city. This is our fifth game in Texas this year. So we have been bringing a lot of soccer to the Space City, bringing the biggest teams in Mexico. And this time is not the exception. We have Cruz Azul, Pumas. Both are in the top five teams, I don't think only in Mexico, in the whole continent. And as you were saying, these teams will bring 95% of the original and the first players, you know, because they don't have a lot of players in the national team. It's a FIFA date. So as you were mentioning, Sunday, November 13, 4 p.m., tickets are already on sale. So we expect that all the people show up to this magnificent game.
And by the way, if you've never been to BBVA Compass Stadium, there is not a bad seat in the building. So when you look for tickets, there is not a bad seat. It is Cruz Azul and Unam Pumas. So look, let's talk a little bit about the volume of games you've brought here. Obviously, there's a huge appetite for Mexican League soccer here in Houston, Texas.
Well, thanks God, we have brought, for example, in March, we have America against Club Tigres. We have a sold out. That was a magnificent game. And then we have America versus Santos. We brought that game to San Antonio. We have Tigres against Santos. We have Cruz Azul against Rayados de Monterrey. And this is the first time Pumas is going to play Cruz Azul. This is like a clásico. This game in the capital of Mexico is like a classic game over there. The fan supporters are so excited. We're expecting a very, very good attendance. But let's invite the people that, I don't know, if they don't are fans for these teams, doesn't care. If they like and love soccer, if they support the Dynamo, if they support the national teams, it's a good opportunity for them to be there, enjoy a good soccer show. It's a family environment. We will have a fan fest before the game, start at 1 p.m. We will have a rock band doing a pre-concert. So it's a great experience. I think the day is amazing because it's a Sunday. 4 p.m., after you go to church, after you have a barbecue with the family, you can be there with us.
All right, so I want to take you back to something you just said, because it's very interesting, because, of course, we know the passionate fan base for both Cruz Azul and Unam Pumas here in this city and for many other Mexican League teams. But then the connection to those outside
of Mexican League fandom that are huge fans of these teams, and it has an emotional and a social meaning to them. What about just the regular football fan? And I mean the fans that maybe follow Major League Soccer. How much do you want those fans out there? And do you think it's an approachable group at this point?
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to have a lot of people that support Dynamo, that support national team, or they're supporting the MLS only. I mean, Mexican soccer, it's one of the best leagues in the country. We know CONCACAF, the biggest two are United States and Mexico. And believe me, guys, these two teams, they are amazing. They are very, very big teams in Mexico. And you will see a lot of players that used to represent the national team from Colombia, Ecuador, Uruguay, obviously Mexico. The good thing is that these teams are coming 95% with the starters that they normally have in the league in Mexico. This weekend is going to be one weekend before the league in Mexico ends. So the teams are going to be preparing and using this game as a preparation to get in rhythm, stay in rhythm, to face the playoffs that are coming immediately after our game.
How difficult is it for you to work into these contracts that the star players have to come? Because I know in the past here in Houston, there's been a little sleight of hand at times with some of these games where the stars were promised to be here, they didn't make it. But I know now you guys have to put some guarantees into contract in order that the bigger star players arrive.
Exactly. As you're mentioning, yeah, like 4 or 5 years ago, the teams take this like only for, you know, exhibition matches. But now it's different. In the contract, because of the money that we pay, believe me, it's not very easy to have these type of games here. We have to adapt to the dates. We have to adapt to the program that the head coach has put together in front of the whole year. So in the contract, we put and ask that all the players for the first team need to be here unless two things. If they are called for the national teams, we cannot do anything over there. Or if they're injured, but that's an injury that provided to travel. If they have an injury that they can come as well and be sitting on the bench and it's a star, he has to be here. So again, these teams won't have players in the national teams because they have not been called in the last 6 months. So they're going to be complete here.
Juan, as always, thank you for your time. Best of luck. It's November 13th. It's 4 o'clock, BBVA Compass Stadium, Cruz Azul, UNAM Pumas. The content just continues to flow through Houston when it comes to the Mexican League. As always, we thank you and we wish you the best of luck with your event.
Thank you, Glenn. And let me remind the people where they can get the tickets. They can do it in access.com. Obviously, in the box office, in the stadium. The stadium is the BBVA Compass Stadium. And as you mentioned before, that stadium is beautiful. Any seat that you have over there, you're going to have a great view of the game. You have a great view of the players. And they can also grab the tickets in the Michoacana's Meat Market and Taqueria Sarandas. Please come with us. Enjoy a beautiful show. It's a family environment. So we wait. We can see you here over there November 13, 4 p.m.
Michoacanas, Taqueria Arandas, and AXS.com. That's where you get the tickets. All right, we'll take a break. It's Cruz Azul, UNAM Pumas, coming to Houston.
ESPN 97.5.